back home now. Let's talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, the delaying or the sorry, the delaying of Freedom Day and the continuing restrictions in England because of the Delta variant, what's it going to mean here?
Well, there's clear signals from government that they want to act and act quickly in relation to the Delta variant becoming dominant in Britain, and because it's been detected in Northern Ireland as well, and we also know that it's present here. So there's like a dual strategy, Gavin. On the one hand, you've got the vaccination process itself viewed as absolutely key, getting as many people as vaccinated as possible as quickly as possible, and the government will point to the 1,000 pharmacists getting involved today. The other strategy is to try and slow down or be careful about people arriving in from Britain, but most especially for those not fully vaccinated. Yesterday, Minister Simon Coveney was saying basically that don't expect anything dramatic, but he hinted that potentially longer quarantine measures. And as you said in your introduction, that's what we expect the Cabinet to do, which is to move from a 5-day quarantine, increasing it to a 10-day quarantine in the hope that that will stave off things. I mean, from some opposition parties, they argue that the government hasn't moved quickly enough, and even the plan, while Cabinet and ministers have to decide tomorrow, that it isn't going to go far enough. So parties like People Before Profit say there should be mandatory hotel quarantine introduced immediately, because we're in a race against this Delta variant, and it's a race we can't afford to lose, because otherwise some of those further restrictions have to come back in. So that's where it currently hangs at the moment.
No restrictions on people from Donegal coming to Dublin tomorrow, and lots of them are expected.
Absolutely. I mean, this issue of houses in Donegal, although it's not restricted to Donegal, there's also some instances of this problem in Mayo and other counties as well. We expect busloads to be arriving down to Convention Centre Dublin, because that's where the Dáil is going to be sitting. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien did have conversations over the weekend with the Action Group. As I understand it, there are ongoing discussions between the Minister, his officials, the local authority in Donegal and the Action Group itself. And it also follows on from discussions the Action Group had with the Taoiseach last week. My sense of it is that the government does want to move. It is working on a plan, but the immediate question it faces is that Sinn Féin is going to table a motion in the Dáil this week, calling for the government to take immediate action, ensure that people are going to receive 100% compensation for any damage to their houses. So the question for party leaders tonight and for the Cabinet tomorrow is whether they accept the Sinn Féin motion, or, as I think is probably more likely, they decide to oppose the Sinn Féin motion and put down their own motion. So that's the immediate question. But I think this is an issue which they're going to strive at least to resolve, and resolve quickly.
Tell us about these new powers that Gardaí are going to get.
Yeah, in line with, I think it was a recommendation of the Commission on the Future of Policing, and also in line with the programme for government, the Justice, Acting Justice Minister now, or Justice Minister Heather Humphreys, is going to bring a bill which, in broad terms, is trying to have a clear and transparent statutory basis for existing police powers, such as search, arrest and detention, and is also going to have a strong focus on human rights. But one of the things, or elements of it, which sort of stands out, is that a person who refuses to surrender a password for a mobile phone or a laptop or any other electronic device will be considered to have committed a crime and could face up to 5 years in prison or a fine of €30,000. So I guess it's just yet another example of how much crime has moved onto the online space, and what the Gardaí and the justice system are trying to do is to catch up with it.
Roderick O'Gorman, the Children's Minister, was saying on Friday that his government now has to act after the commissioners behind that report into the mother and baby institutions are not going to appear before the Children's Committee this week. What's he going to do?
It's unclear exactly what the minister is going to do. I mean, what's absolutely clear is there's widespread unhappiness within both government and within opposition at the position adopted by the commission. But while it was created by the Oireachtas, it is independent of the Oireachtas and therefore can't be compelled to come in and explain themselves. I mean, there was that very strong letter which emerged in which it indicated some idea of how the commission was thinking, but politicians really want to try and engage with the commission. So how the government is going to act on this is going to be key. It's quite unclear just exactly how far it's going to go. But some in the opposition, some like the Social Democrats, are saying that the commission's report, on the basis of what we've learned so far, has to be rejected. I don't think that's the way the government wants to go. But how far it's going to go, we wait to see.
Are we going to get a date for the pandemic poll, the Dublin Bay South by-election this week?
I think it's likely. I mean, the local government minister, Dara O'Brien, hasn't said anything, but all the speculation is zoning in on Thursday, July the 8th. All the parties have their candidates in the field. They're all canvassing like hell, so I think it would be a surprise if we reach the end of the week with a date haven't been confirmed.